Welcome back to another episode of Catholic Bites, a podcast discussing the Catholic faith by seminarians and priests in Rome. I'm Deacon John Lococo, and in this episode, we'll discuss St. Francis of Assisi and why this great medieval friar is such a great witness for us as Catholics today. With us today to offer some insight into this topic is Deacon Colin Jones. Deacon Colin grew up in Shoreview, Minnesota, and is studying for the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Deacon Colin studied philosophy and Catholic studies at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota before completing a degree in theology at the Gregorian University. He is currently completing a licentiate degree in biblical theology at the same university. Deacon Colin, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks a lot, Deacon John.
So I remember reading Shoreview, Minnesota. Isn't that top 100 most livable cities in the States?
That's right. I think it was 80 in the last poll. I'm not sure who puts that out.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, a lot of different factors. I think one thing for sure is the community center. We got a great library there, beautiful water park. It's just a good place to be.
Wow. I'll have to visit it someday, hopefully. But let's move into the topic for today. Deacon Colin, St. Francis is somewhat of a household name among Catholics, usually because of his love for nature and his simplicity of life. But what is it about this guy that makes him so important?
There's a lot about St. Francis's life that captivates us and appeals to our romantic sentiments. Not that this is a bad thing. I mean, the stories that we often hear about St. Francis are truly amazing, right? We think of him preaching to the birds or sleeping out in the cold or building a church by hand when the Lord commands him to do so. These are amazing stories. And we shouldn't just think of them as fairy tales or fables because they happened so long ago and seem hard for us to grasp. The amazing thing is that as Catholics, we can look at the marvelous events of St. Francis' life and recognize that this man truly was a miracle worker. He really did love God's creation so deeply that he was able to communicate with it in a profound way. He really did have such a tender love for the poor that he would be moved to give away any earthly possession he had so that he could feed or clothe or comfort one of the least of Christ's brothers and sisters. So these really are amazing stories that we should marvel at and be inspired by. But when we approach St. Francis as he really is, that is, as a saint, it's important for us to recognize the why behind all of this. What was it that allowed St. Francis to perform miracles? Why did he love nature so much that he was able to communicate with it? How was he able to endure the discomfort of not having a single earthly possession? If we start to ask these questions, we make St. Francis less of a fairy tale character, and instead, we're able to see that he was a real person, like you and me, a man who had to undergo his own conversion to Christ before he received the grace to embark on his life of heroic charity.
So what was it exactly that gave St. Francis this ability to be this incredible miracle worker?
So the great English Catholic author G.K. Chesterton wrote a beautiful biography of St. Francis of Assisi, which is all the more beautiful considering how deeply Dominican Chesterton was in his own thought and spirituality. He was still so deeply moved by the life of St. Francis, as countless men and women have been throughout history. He's got a line in this biography which goes like this: "Let your religion be less of a theory and more of a love affair." Religion as a love affair? That's not how we see our religion portrayed, is it? But that's the great secret of St. Francis of Assisi. And at the end of the day, it becomes the very noble task to which you and I are called. Is my religion just a theory that I subscribe to, an ideology that seems to have some nice things to say? Or is my religion truly and utterly a love affair with the God of the universe?
How do we see this then lived out in the life of St. Francis? You know, what does it mean to say that he had a love affair with God?
Well, in order to understand what it meant for Francis to be in love, we have to understand how he fell in love in the first place. Here, Chesterton helps us out once again. He describes Francis's conversion as a steady movement in humility. Here was a young man who was pompous and vain, the son of the richest man in Assisi, and the man who was going to go to battle and save Christendom from all of its enemies at the edge of the sword, or so he thought. Francis's first military campaign was a disaster, and he was welcomed back home as a fool. When he resorted to robbery, he ended up being thrown in prison by his own father, and spent many days, even weeks perhaps, under lock and key in the cellar of his own home. But through these humiliations and in these days spent in darkness and solitude, a love which was more powerful than all the military force in the world was moving in his heart. It was, of course, the love of God. One day, In one of the most dramatic moments in the history of the church, Francis stood in the public square of Assisi with his father, the bishop, and the entire community gathered around him to accuse him of his crimes. Suddenly, in one drastic instant, Francis took off his fine, luxurious clothes, gave them back to his father, and announced, "I am the servant of God." From that moment onward, Francis was no longer the rich son of prosperity, but the humble servant of the poor. He no longer aspired to be the gallant knight, but merely the foolish jester. God had turned everything in his life upside down, but that was how it was supposed to be. Even from this point onward, Francis wasn't some fairy tale figure. It wasn't like he suddenly became unable to feel pain or suffering. He didn't get some cool superpower that allowed him to have a newfound relationship with nature. But everything in his life had been truly turned on its head, as Chesterton tells us. When everything in his life seemed to be crumbling around him, when he was quite literally trapped in a cave of darkness, loneliness, and uncertainty, Francis came face to face with a simple, life-changing fact. He learned that in this fleeting world, surrounded as we are by that which is so prone to change and decay, there's only one being who can truly be counted upon, only one reality which can give our lives any true hope or meaning. And who better to fall in love with than the one whose love holds all things in existence? At that moment when he walked away from everything he owned and held dear, Francis was a man who was in love.
That's an incredible story. So how do we fall in love like Francis did?
Well, it's certainly a grace given by the Lord, and so we shouldn't be afraid to pray for it. Of course, as we read in the first letter of John, it is God who has first loved us. But we might ask ourselves, what does this love affair with God look like in my life? Well, like Francis, I think the place to start is in humility. It's certainly not a fun virtue to grow in, because with every growth in humility, there's always going to be an aspect of humiliation that comes along with it. No doubt that as he sat in the darkness of that basement prison, Francis himself mourned and wept over the great humiliations that had befallen him. It's not easy to see our hopes and dreams trampled to the ground. And yet, it's in humiliation that we make room in our hearts for the things that really matter, or perhaps for the one who really matters. I mentioned before that Francis's conversion involved his world getting turned upside down. It's a beautiful image, I think, one that we can try to bring into our prayer as well. To see things upside down as Francis saw them. It's to see everything in this world as hanging from above, so to speak. When we look at the created world around us, at our brothers and sisters whom we meet and interact with, even when we look at ourselves, to see everything as being upside down is to see everything as truly being dependent upon the God of the universe, literally hanging upon his word. And isn't this exactly how the universe is? When we, like Francis, are given the grace to see ourselves as living and moving and having our being in the God of the universe, then we too will find ourselves falling in love with him.
To sum up today's episode, we learned about the life of St. Francis and that religion isn't a theory, it's a love affair. Deacon Colin, once again, a pleasure having you. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Deacon John. Thank you so much.
To find resources, to learn more about St. Francis and the joy of humility, and to listen to other great talks by Catholic speakers, check out our website at www.catholicbitespodcast.com. Thank you for listening. That was Deacon Colin Jones. I'm your host, Deacon John Lococo, and this is Catholic Bites.